only gong to thirty. Tay, if it seems in and a pain by judging, but you will manage.
So, welcome to everybody. And Rinpoche also expresses his wish that everybody here may be able to cut the root of worldly existence by applying the progressive meditation according to the ultimate truth of reality, which is called absolute bodhicitta, and that he may be able to cut through the desire of resting in mere peace, peaceful abiding for himself, by applying the relative bodhicitta, which is that progressive meditation or contemplation that increases loving kindness and compassion towards all sentient beings. By the combination of that type of mental attitude that is focused on towards reality, with the mental attitude that is focused on compassion towards all sentient beings, by the combination of those two, may everybody be able to perform vast benefit for all sentient beings.
Tene tambo nge lam tomba po tomba sanje tam lam tu churpa chukun chur tam lam tu troz churpa gindin kun ju somna topa che yindu kri kriya putu ge
yojun tene abu ma somebody wishes to start with a short praise of the qualities of the teacher that provided the path for us, which is the Buddha, and the praise of qualities of that profound information of Dharma, which actually becomes the path for us, and finally a praise of qualities of those who are the helpers on the way, those who support us on the path, which is the noble Sangha. So he wants to start with a praise to Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha.
Kanji Toma Vinda Miji, Sanji Nira Nonsu, Sanji Nene Matoto Senji Mita Kuelam, Chinzi Raja Dorje Jono, Dunga Nyuka Jose, Naso Tatip Jigo, Tesson Zuka Jingzi Tela. Kanji Mimi, Yumi, Mima Yumi, Lejindo, Tupur Munung, Tikton, Rasuso Rangelisha. To me, she was a non demic book and lot of work. Dung down, Robert, number and Jones, the Dungeon, you know, dear Lord. Sinter, she was a venon among all music. Condon, Rogan, Domin, Taji, and Dotto, Natomja. Jobe sent a Jesus, the Patapa made the long of Simjin, Namda, Taji, she's a dear Lord. Rukhan jese zonwa pachin le, zambu chupi chuchi yingun tam, jarwa yabda chorchan jarse soro, mawe singi timi lo dhudu. Soye ke tan la tani jingi, chuhum da tam meke nam, roho kenche dhaki che zamba, tam che ke do dhaki ju tundu.
Oh, laso tam. Dra tan che pe, Rova Namkan Tatanyan Pesimjin Tamje Jitundo, Zope Sanje Jikomban Bujitugarza. Tei Jedo, Tambuchula Tusan Gomsum Jitumber Jew Nyambe, Samba Sanjo to Tok Jibungundu Tang December.
Tei Jedo
Tambuchula.
So, including all our enemies, for the sake of all sentient beings, it is necessary to attain the state of supreme enlightenment, which is neither abiding in near peace nor in worldly existence. And to do so, one should give rise to a motivation in one's mind, that kind of determination, saying, for that aim, for all sentient beings that fill the whole universe, I want to focus on, want to study the true information of Dharma, I want to reflect upon the meaning to get rid of my doubts, and I want to integrate the understanding by means of meditation. With this noble motivation, which is also called bodhicitta, Ramachi requests that we should listen to him.
Dine chirtan namba sanjeb lo la tikpi rambam tikpi yeva mangdo yepi nangni kamder dine nyami tapo rambachi sumpe tikpa chembu salan jen namja cha chambar sumpe tapu tarjin le tsaba domse trog yore tsaba domse trog nani tene ter talam yepa tito indan do duji.
In general, in the Buddhist path or tradition or Buddhist teaching, so to say, there are a lot of different levels and approaches and path provided. And what has to be explained today is that is from the words of the famous Dagpo Rinpoche, who gave an explanation of all the various approaches and steps of what is called the Mahayana, the great vehicle. And this treatise that he left to us is called The Jewel Ornament of Liberation. This work of Dagpo Rinpoche, which is describing all the steps of the great vehicle, is summarized in verses that accompany the main part of the text. And the verses, mainly that treatise has six parts, and from those six main parts, Rinpoche wants to present today the verse that summarizes the fourth chapter.
Deyan tsab domsek ne june derhi nyingbo te tenam lurin chincho kin gib hi tamne te damate dev josan je chuko tne tome do donze hisabasan.
So to remind ourselves to the main outline of the Jewel Ornament of Liberation, which is mentioned in the second verse, it says, the origin or the motivation is the Tathagata Garbha, the potential of enlightenment. The support to achieve this is the precious human existence. The condition to achieve that is the guide to goodness, or sometimes called the spiritual friend, the teacher. The skillful means to achieve that goal are his instructions or his advices. The result of this process is called the bodies of the perfected Buddha. And finally, the sixth point is activity, which is spontaneously, without any concept, acting towards the benefit of sentient beings.
Tene tikpa chimbi lo la drugzan thar tokpa sanje ju kombang drup to bare sanje ju kombang drup to be jumsen de karasana sanje ju jo debar khik pe ning bo sim chin tam che le yo be se na sanje ju kombang drup to bare tene der khik ning bo Nyingbo te kangre sa na, tanda semchen tamche je semche ne lok ho sarwa am. Semche ne lok satong yer me pa am. Semche ne lok ying dan re, rekpa yer me pa te ni, sanje je nyingbo re. Sanje je nyingbo te yo na yang, lobon trupe trima ke drip du yore, trupe drip du yore. Lobon trupe trima te, tambe chula, Tupa, Samba, Gomba, Sarate, Tusan, Gomba, Hirabje, Sarte, Lobon Trupe, Trima, Pakya, Dan, Jeba, Sepe, Kapso, Tene, Sang, Jeba, Re. Tene, Trima, Sepa, Tsang, Mayimba, Ninji, Gom, Gore, Lobon Trupe, Trima, Pakya, Dan, Jeba, Sekin, Hiram, Tarsin, Tseva, Ninji, Chembo, Yang, Tarsin, Bakapso, Ninji, Chembo, Dang, Hirab, Chembo, Songden, Reva, Latinde, Tene Sanje Chi Gomba Thom Na Tha Yepi Sim Chin La Tene Penpa Jya Chenpo Dro Tho Mare Thakpa Chim Lo.
So in the great vehicle of Mahayana, what finally has to be achieved is called Buddhahood, perfected Buddhahood. And the potential to achieve that state of perfected Buddhahood actually is present in all sentient beings. This is what is called the Buddha nature of every being, or the Buddha potential, Tathagata Garbha in Sanskrit. So what is this Buddha nature? This Buddha nature could be described as being the natural, uncontrived state of our mind. And this mind, this natural state, is also described as being luminous, or being luminosity. Or it is described by being the inseparability, the union of clarity and emptiness. Or it is described as the union of expanse and awareness. So there are many names for this. And this is the basic natural state of the mind of all sentient beings, which enables him potentially to achieve the state of Buddhahood. Nevertheless, for the time being, this state, natural state, is covered. It is covered by the what is called instantaneous or accidental stains that prevent sentient beings from realizing their potential. And those stains are called incidental because they are able to be removed. They're not essential to that nature, but they're able to be removed by the means of understanding, wisdom that arises through the process of study, of reflection, and of meditation. By applying study, reflection, and meditation, it is possible to cut through that ignorance and releasing fully that potential that is present, it has been present in oneself since the very beginning. So once those obscuring stains have been fully removed, including the habitual tendency to reproduce that ignorance, so once all the habitual patterns of ignorance and confusion have been exhausted totally, and there is no stain left, then that Buddha potential is fully manifesting, and this state is called then the fully enlightened Buddha. So since on the path one is not only just developing that understanding to cut through those obscurations, but also one familiarizes oneself to compassion towards all sentient beings, then as a result one has a full trained compassion and a full blossomed wisdom. So wisdom and compassion both fully ripened and developed, perfected, then are what is the quality of the enlightened being, the Buddha, the perfection of wisdom and compassion.
Zobu Sanje the Sanjuk Som Yabare. Sanjuk Som de Sanju Swami Vijumchen the Karasana Kanza Gadanzin Sepe Topje Kanza Gadanzin Le Sumwe Numon Dungantrapa Tamje Sepe Tene Drachomba Lami Drachomba Tona Tene Nintuji Sanju Re Kanza Gadanzin Sepa Titin the Chuja Danzin Yang Parcher Sepa Sitan Sepa Latinde Turnan Dunga Numon Sepa Sepe, Nyante am Sancho de, Tene Ranger Jes Sancho Segre. Tene Tepa Chimbulola, Sipa and Hiva Niger, Sigi Nijan Talam Neba Yanta Bazoba Sanje Jacoba Topazorte, Tene Sancho Somiba.
The Rangela Tene, Chuji Dag Sekatan,
Kanzaga Danzin Sepa Maze, Chuji Dan Dajang Seka Sepa. Tene Lamedic. Dancing. So
if one presents enlightenment as a result of Buddhist path in a general way, one would actually have to describe three types of enlightenment. But that is called, one is called the enlightenment of Shravaka. Is called Arahat, which is called the Arahat without any leftover. And the second is called the Pratyeka Buddha enlightenment. And the third one is then the Bodhisattva enlightenment or Buddha. And what is the difference? Why one has to speak of three types of enlightenment? The reason is that there are different types of mental obscuration removed at each of those results of path. So if someone is able, by the power of his intelligence, that discovers that actually in his psychophysical existence there has never been such a thing like a person or an I or personality as an entity, when he discovers the absence of that entity of a person fully, removes that ignorance, then the result of this is called Arahat. This is the result of the end of the path of the Shravakayana. And then if the second one is, if on top of the understanding of absence of individual self, of an I as an entity, then there is moreover the understanding that concerning all phenomena, outer and inner phenomena, there is some understanding of absence of entity in all phenomena, which results in the complete removal of all afflicting emotions and some part of the deluded appearances. Then this is called the Pratyeka Buddha enlightenment. And when then in the Mahayana, as the result of the great vehicle, one achieves the state that is neither abiding in worldly existence, nor is abiding in a just peaceful state for oneself, then this is the not abiding enlightenment of a Buddha. It's the third type, the Mahayana enlightenment.
Tekpa chimpe lo la sanje ji kompang yindong dropa la sanje ji kompang dropu pe junsin chike ji zhukre. Tsewa nyingi chenpo ntar simpe Thayen Dhruvi Yindung Dhruparsi. Jigse Nung Yindung Dhruparsi Jena Yang Yagasar. 20 to Tony talk with Hiram Tarsimbe. A young Nailok talk with Hiram Tarsimbe career. Nailok talk with Hiram Tarsimbe. Yendo drop a tablet. Okay, pardon you. The seven tie and drove it on you, sir. Let me joke with Sancho Dubers. The seven tie and drove it on you, sir. Shares. Lami Zopa Sancho Drupancho Zena Yendil. Lami Zopa Sancho Drupatincho to you. Tell up, Yadrava. Sancho Somjana. Tiakosoma. Oh, yeah, Tijo.
So much is that. He wants to make a verse for us to remember the reasons why it is necessary to achieve the third type of enlightenment from those three, the enlightenment of Mahayana. So that verse has six lines. Die kann Depa ja machen bei der Jagodi. Drupa Se, dann ja Kepar Jul. Kennen Sie Grüber? Tarsin B, Tarsin B, den ich. Und die
Drupa Seba. Die Drupa Seba, die
machen bei der
Jagodi.
Since affection and great compassion have been perfected, first line, one will perform. Or when we accomplish when we accomplish a great or tremendous benefit for limitless sentient beings. Second line, so no, third line. Since wisdom that discovers the natural state of being has been perfected, one will be skilled in the methods to accomplish the benefit for others. For that reason, to benefit limitless sentient beings. This is the fifth line. Accomplishing unsurpassable, perfected enlightenment is supreme.
Ta inji kele ching don to gurebete. Don to no ching don. Better that you listen don.
Somebody recite that in the recitation style.
Don't say me here. Don't talk to get out. Indigo. Yeah.
Maybe I'll just read English once, so we all the same thing. Since affection and great compassion have been perfected, one will perform a tremendous benefit for countless sentient beings. Since wisdom that discovers the natural state of being has been perfected, one will be skilled in the methods of accomplishing the benefit for others. For that reason, to benefit limitless sentient beings, accomplishing unsurpassable, perfect enlightenment is supreme.
Thank you. Nani Jote Hini Botim, Miluran Jinjin gave Hini Sonte, Mamache Savare, Ta, Tanda, Tapte, Damahi.
So, this was just a short verse to make it easy for us to remember the reason why it is necessary for the benefit of limitless sentient beings to achieve the enlightenment of Mahayana. The third type of enlightenment among those three. So, after this general explanation from the main six main sections of the jewel ornament of liberation, the three first ones have been explained, which are the reason, or which is the explanation of the cause, the origin, the Buddha nature. Secondly, the support for achieving that Buddha nature, which is the precious human existence. And thirdly, the condition for achievement, which is the presence of a teacher or a guide to goodness. And the fourth one is so left, and Rinpoche wants to proceed with this, the skillful means to achieve enlightenment, which are the instructions of the spiritual guide.
Tiyan donte mata gomdang korwa yi nimig lende jebata. Samda ninje gomba tang sanchuk semje chunamde. Tedar namba yi ne te dama tamje du sumba.
So there is a verse in the main text that summarizes the chapter. It says, contemplating impermanence and the shortcomings of cyclic existence or rebirth, together with cause and effect of action, contemplation or meditation of loving kindness and compassion and the qualities or dharmas for of engendering enlightening attitude, those four including all the instructions of the spiritual friend.
Tā simjīn tamjī la tītūṁ, simjīn tamjī la devarī hīpī nīmbū yūna, tāndā pārdu simjīn nam sāṅ mījī pārāṁ kōvālā chāmpī jūmsīṁ karrī sāna, tī chūṁ yī yā pārē. Cīndī chūyū la hīñjīn chākpā, sīpā kāmsūṁ kārvā devā la hīñjīn chākpā, hīvantā la hīñjīn chākpā, sāngjī drupa tā mā hīpā mūngbā yī, Mumbai de Jun Ye Yepeseno, Jun Ye, Jun Yel Tele, Nimbu Yetin, the Jun Yele, Tormatomna, Tene Sanje Jacoba, Tomatobre. This and a Jun Yele Madrevesena, Simjinum, Tene Mambo Sanje, Simjin Mambo Sanje Jacoba, Tops in a young, Tene Sanje Jacoba, Matop, Simji Haja Mumbu.
At one point, you might wonder, in the explanation, the gradual explanation of that dual element of liberation, then how come that all sentient beings, they have, it is said, they have the potential of enlightenment, which is there completely pure from the very beginning, and so many, like we ourselves, we have now this human existence, we have a human body, and might even have a guide to goodness, the spiritual friend. So how come that we are not enlightened yet? And since this condition has, since in the beginningless cycle of rebirth, that cycle of rebirth which is without definite beginning, we must have met this condition many times, then still we are not enlightened. So what's actually going wrong here? So there are four reasons given here in the beginning of that chapter. There are four obstacles to achieve enlightenment which have prevented it so far. And it says, one, the first obstacle is the attachment to enjoyment of this life, of the present life. And the second obstacle is the attachment of enjoyment of existence in general, of a good rebirth or existence in general. Third obstacle is one's attachment to just achieve a peaceful abiding for oneself, and one just have a quiet and peaceful place to achieve for oneself. And fourthly, then, there is one obstacle, which is that one is ignorant towards the means, the skillful means that enable one to achieve the full enlightenment. The skillful means to engender the enlightened mind, which are that the not knowing of those skillful means is the fourth obstacle. And since those four obstacles are present, actually so far we haven't been able to achieve enlightenment, although limitless sentient beings in the past have achieved that state of full Buddhahood, still there are limitless beings left over which haven't been able to do so due to those four obstacles.
Tena tanda ngatsu yang ta yepi simchin je don dupi che du tikpa chimbi lan nyamsu lan de sanji ju kompa drup do yugan do drup samgu do In the young, the Nick Yetam, Jun Yet in Dogan Taco. Jun Yet in Doget Taketam Capsote, Rani Tendi, Juram, Tendi, Saviala Hinja, Yuna Jun Tambuti, Telling him Bukum. Sipe, Sipan comes on Grove Digi, the Hinjin Chapandona, Jun Nibadir, King Nibadir, young Telling him Budigum. Rani. Chikpo hewa dan dewa tomdo ji semji yu na chung sumpa de yu. Yang tela jang nyembo ji gu. Sanje drupi tapcha tsama yapo ma shi na chung sumpa de yu. Tela jang nyembo gu do. Ti se na dangwa yi de gu bari. Marwe.
So if we start just considering ourselves, so let's say provided the best case that right now we have the motivation to achieve full enlightenment for the sake of limitless sentient beings, which is the ground motivation, the cause of achieving enlightenment at all. So let's say we have provided with that motivation, then the next thing is we have to look in ourselves to check whether those four obstacles are present or not. So if we find ourselves to have some kind of attachment to this very life of ourselves, to various plannings and activities in this life or enjoyment in this life, then due to this attachment we won't be able to achieve Buddhahood. This one, then the first obstacle is present and we need a remedy of that one. And if we find ourselves to have attachment to existence in general, that means that even we don't particularly like maybe human existence, but we think that it would be very nice, like within the whole universe or the whole realms of sentient being, to achieve a state of a like divine existence or wherever, where it is very pleasant and enjoyable. So if we have that kind of general attachment to a pleasant, enjoyable existence, then there will be the second obstacle present, and we need a remedy of that one. And if thirdly we find that we actually are inclined to have a peaceful, to achieve a peaceful state for ourselves only, then this is the third obstacle where remedy is needed. And fourthly, let's say we don't know exactly what are the means, the skillful means, to proceed along the path that gives rise to the enlightenment mind, which sets free the enlightenment mind in ourselves, then there will be the fourth obstacle. And for all of those four obstacles, we need a particular remedy. And the remedy actually is provided in what is called the advices of the guide, the goodness, the spiritual friend. His advices or instructions provide us with a particular remedy.
Tena ta chung tangpo te rani le yopa yona, yopa yina, chung tangpo te mina, tsende chuyo le hincha mina, tsende mataba gom gogo yomare, pansa kan yomare, gom gogo yomare, ma gom na digdo. Ta tsende le hincha chapa te yona, ti nyebo mataba gom mina, do togo yomare, tisena mataba gom gogo. Tsende ya chuyo, rang, Kangla Shemba Dang Chakpa Cheva. Kangla Chakpa Dangma Cheva Te, Tene Matapa Gongo.
So the remedy of the first obstacle, the attachment to the pleasures of this existence, of this life, is remembering impermanence. If we find that we don't have actually attachment to this, to enjoyments of this life, then there wouldn't be any need to contemplate impermanence. We could just skip that step. But if you find that in ourselves there is attachment for this life or to some part of this life which we enjoy very much and are attached to, then we should remind ourselves to the inherent impermanence of all phenomena of this life. In particular, we should contemplate impermanence of those objects of our pleasure.
Tene metaba teyang pena chume je panan chume me de keche ke gando ba yendo na tu tende nama tam je keche ke gando yere keche ma chigla tangbo che de keche ni ba la takpa se ne debe ne ba yo mare.
What would be the way to contemplate impermanence? could take the example of a butter lamp flame. Watching a butter lamp flame, we would have to admit that this butter lamp flame, it doesn't stay for even one moment. There is not one moment there which could remain, that in any moment there is a change that we have to consider, that in there is not one moment that has the power to remain for the next one. So when the second moment comes already, the situation has been changed. And since then, kind of helplessly, one moment has to change for the other, to the other, this is the same, is comparable to our own life. Our own life is not staying for even 1 second, and it is already has changed in the next second. So then when we usually think that our life is permanent, so we speak of things that we call them by names, and we say like, oh, this is there and we have been there yesterday, whatever, we refer to things as being having a certain permanence, then this is nothing than a concept. It's our own concept of considering, misconceiving things as having a certain permanence that covers our understanding of the impermanence of phenomena. If we take a close look to any phenomenon in this life, then we have no way other than to admit that everything has to change from 1 second to the next.
Marmi Tsetang, Namka Lo Yinto. Kipa Tsan in Jigpar and Jorna Yang. Tipa tsan. Tanzin tope dip the takbarhi. Tesser Tanzin Namdo. Sir, Meta Chola Sambarsa. That travel to the samples I did. Come back to it. Then to hear going to the gym.
So again, we have six lines to summarize in a verse. What is to be said about impermanence?
Sorry.
So the first line, this life's appearances, whatever they may be, second line, like the tip of a butter lamp flame or a lightning in the sky, lightning in sky. Third line. Although just born is already fading, fourth line, through that clings to permanence, we are attached believe them to be permanent. Maybe better like this, or we attach to permanence, let's say, to the obscuring concept that clings to their permanence, we're attached to that permanence. To also to liberate oneself from the concept that clings to permanence, this is the fifth line, one should consider the subtle manifestation of impermanence. Someone able to recite it?
This life's appearances, whatever they may be, are like the tip of a butter lamp flame, or light, or lightning in the sky. Although what's just born is already fading, through the obscuring concept that clings to permanence, we are attached to that permanence. To liberate oneself from the concept that clings to permanence, one should consider the subtle manifestations of impermanence.
Yeah.
This life of appearances, whatever they may be, I'm
Tene metap gom la yang ne pa ramba som yungre. Metapat le tambo pe gom gomba kapso rakpa gomba kapso metap metap gom la ten din jikta chigre. Metapat te an thawa thawa se na gomba kapso jikta chon dogre. Jikta ke yor metap yimbe se na jikta chon dogre. Jekin tak pe yor tam. Jikta ke yor yang metapare takwa mare. Jikta ke se me metap yimbe se na jikta chon dogre. Tene tartok metap thawa metap te tong. Tene chuni tong ba yimbe se na. Tartok jikta lende par sigre. Metap thawa to na. Jikta lende igre. Te yabo aku. Te ma to kache metap gom na trak do se. Te gom sor tambo dere.
So if one devotes oneself to that process of contemplating impermanence or the of all phenomena, then there will be three achievements arising from that process of contemplation. So the first is for a beginner that he might be frightened by realizing, as a newly realizing, that everything, including himself, has not the ability to stay or remain, but will disappear or perish. That's the first state. And secondly, if one proceeds still along the path of contemplating the fact of impermanence of life in a more subtle way, then one will have less fear. Why? Because one understands that all the objects that might cause oneself frightening or fear are impermanent themselves, and that one's own mind that has the state of being frightened, one's own fear also is impermanent. So understanding impermanence or decay in that more subtle way, then the fear will be decreasing. And finally then, this is the last state, by realizing the very subtle impermanence in the most subtle way, one will understand that all phenomena lack an inherent existence or an existence for themselves as an entity at all, which releases the understanding of natural emptiness of all phenomena, which is natural state or the real state of being.
Tene matapa teya unta namji le somba yendo kunta ga matapa yewang matapa yondro matapa sorte ya potrava ya poshina tene matapa gomla haja samuyere matapa le tente tomba ni to tobre tonta ga demba to matapa gomte.
It's very important to know about the three steps of along a progressive contemplation of impermanence. Otherwise, one would just in the beginning be frightened and drop the whole process. And if one can, then it's very good to understand the contemplation of impermanence also according to the description in that treatise, which is called Vita Namche in Tibetan, or is Madhyanta Vibhaga, the discriminating the middle from the extremes. And here in the third chapter, there is a discrimination presented between three aspects of all phenomena that we could perceive. This is the presenting all phenomena from the aspect of what is mere imagination or labeling concerning that phenomenon, and secondly, what is concerning that phenomenon the dependent aspect that arises through causes and conditions, and thirdly, what is its real existence. So we have the perception of any given phenomenon presented as what is just our mental projection or imagination, what is dependently arising as an appearance, and what is the real ultimate or natural state of that. So if we apply that discrimination, those three aspects or modes to impermanence, then we would have to differentiate between impermanence as that type of impermanence that is just merely like happenings raw or the concepts, which is just a conceptual impermanence or imagination, then second type of impermanence, which is happening as a dependently arising phenomenon, and thirdly, what would be the ultimate or natural, the real state of impermanence, if one is able to make that type of difference with one's own intelligence, then this would result in a very, very profound understanding of impermanence that ultimately leads to the understanding or discovery of emptiness, itself.
Tene nyeba sipet deva le hinjin chakpa nyembo mkhovi nyemi lende dan jepa gomso le yang tki chizo gare. Rava?
So, this was the remedy of the first obstacle, which is being attached to the enjoyments of this life, and then presenting the remedy of the next obstacle, which is being attached to enjoyment of existence in general. Ramachi wants to summarize the important points in the verse.
Sipat and Korva Nisolela. Check in English. Donga som jerang yin yin bisir. Yin sir tang. Yin bisir ma yin sir tang. Tsik yin da di. Insertang Tiang Gidig Leela Rale, sir. Lesser, sipe dele himpe woman.
Chain par umayen.
Himpe.
Chain pay.
Himba la junsin yapu yomare. Also, sipe deva la hinga doine. Kemba la jumsin yabu yomare. He jumsin karre. Korve deva, sipa kamsom korve deva kangdan kandichi yinay yong. De dunga ji dunga, jurvet dunga, chapan dozi ji dunga som ji kheba yore. Dunga som dang, som ji rang yin yinba dang, dunga som dang ta dun deva ti se dang. Dunga sombo te yang, dunga te ya rangin ji soma mahin ba, gede ge le tang dewa ya ba ti se na, gede ge jin ji soma yin ba ti se na, sipa dewa la, yin jin chakpa, nga so yin jin chakpa chegan do, ina ya wuh ma re, kemba yin jin chakpa la, jumsi ngane ya bu yo ma re, jumsi ngane la ya bu shiram ba.
So there are four lines to present the the second obstacle. Enjoyment of cyclic existence, whatever it might may be, whatever it might be, since it is of the nature of the three types of suffering, or maybe easier to say, since it has the nature of the three types of suffering, third line, and since it depends, and then this again depends on virtuous or good and bad action. What is better, maybe positive and negative action. Then this again depends on positive and negative action. And fourth line, there is no good reason to be attached to pleasure in existence. Well, let's say worldly existence to make it clear. So, Mitchell explained a little bit about this verse and saying, okay, within the universe and the various different ways of how beings can be reborn, the various possibilities of finding a rebirth that might be very pleasurable or unpleasurable. And so there might be those who are extremely enjoyable, but whatever they might be, there still is the fact that by nature they are pervaded by three types of suffering. The three types of suffering, to remind ourselves of what they are, which is said is suffering, it's the obvious suffering, the cause type of suffering is called the suffering of suffering, that would manifests in form of pain. And then we have that type of suffering that manifests as pleasure, but since pleasure cannot stay, we can't hold it, it already has the trace of suffering within. And then thirdly, there is so this is called the suffering of change. And then thirdly, we have the suffering that is pervasive suffering. And it is the suffering that is only perceived as a neutral feeling, but is the fact that any state of worldly existence is impermanent in a subtle way, and there is no control about it, and we are always victim of this situation of impermanence, so there is already suffering. So any kind of worldly pleasure will be endowed with the three types of sufferings, one or the other, and then whatever appears then in particular, what type of suffering shows up for us, whether we have suffering in form of pain, we have suffering in form of joy, or we have suffering in form of a neutral feeling, that very particular manifestation in this present moment depends on previous positive or negative imprints in our mind, which are like previous deeds that leave that impact for the present situation to reproduce that manifestation of suffering. So since all this is the case, when we take a close look to it, we might be attached to pleasure in worldly existence, but there is no good reason for doing so, since it is not the real pleasure.
Tado, ya. Dömber rambar. Hiper rambar, jöber rambar, dömber rambar son.
Enjoying the cyclic existence, whatever it might be, since it has the nature of the three types of suffering, since this again depends on good or bad actions, positive or negative actions, positive or negative actions, there is no good reason to be attached to pleasure in world existence.
Enjoyment of psychic existence, whatever it might be, since it has the nature of the three types of suffering, since it again depends on positive or negative action, there is no good reason to
Tasumba, Hivali Himbin Yimbo to Kiki Gogriva Taye, Donam Donga, Nyung Hindu Taye Pendrovan Taye, Donam Donga, Nyung Hindu Taye Bissimjin and Donga Nazo when Nyung Hindu Taye, Donam Donga, Nyung Hindu Rani chikpur deve chikhiksa 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 karchi kore chikhiksa Tesser Samdang Yingi Nyam Tesser Samdang Yingi Damaki Damaki Nyam Ninji Kareya
Damaki Yamina
Damaki Yana Nyam Ninji Yana Gomrinji Samdang Yingi Gomrinji Kareya Nyam Ninji Damaki Gomrinji Kareya Kariyana chik charangdam. Tesar samdang ningi nyam ningi se. Given Tala him Bango Persa. Then in this Taye Pesim Jin Tamje Dunga Mandrava Natso Panyun Hindu Rani Chikbu Hiva Tang Deva to be Chikisa Karpingri. He said now Sampa Dang Sim Jin Tamje Deva Tang Dembandana. Marong Yambis Sambata Dunga da Dunga Juta Jebal Trona Chemarong Dunga da Dunga Juta Jebale Trana Chemarong Yambi Ninki Meglimbe Gomrimji Heaven Tala Himbango Porso.
Ninki Migrin
Migrin
Yami.
Gomrim.
So there are four lines for the next obstacle, which is or tendency to just have a peaceful place to drop out, and then this verse says in four lines, while limitless, or while countless sentient beings are experiencing suffering, what would enjoyment just for myself alone be good for? For that reason, the third line, for that reason, by the experience of loving kindness and compassion, fourth line, one should reverse one's attachment towards the blind end of peaceful abiding.
Yeah, done. Don't go to work.
So the first line is, while countless sentient beings are experiencing suffering, what would enjoyment just for myself alone be good for? Or what good would be, what good would enjoyment for myself alone be? For that reason, by the experience of loving kindness and compassion, through the experience of loving kindness and compassion, one should reverse one's attachment to one's own calm and peaceful abiding.
MG gave an explanation to this and said, so when we see the totality of all sentient beings and the various states, that the majority of beings is presently finding themselves into, is all suffering, and while all these limitless sentient beings are experiencing suffering, if in this situation I would just be able to have one peace and one joy, enjoyment for oneself, what's that whole, what is that good for? What can I do with this private enjoyment in facing the suffering of all sentient beings? And so if one really considers this universal fact, situation, environment, then one should give rise first to loving kindness and then to compassion. So what is loving kindness? Is that thought that, to say that I wish that all sentient beings are endowed with happiness and the cause of that happiness. So this is loving kindness, and when that naturally comes, spontaneously comes, so then it would be like the spontaneous movement or arisal of thought and say, why it is not possible that all sentient beings have heaviness and have the cause of heaviness. Why shouldn't that be possible? And being really like touched in our heart at the deepest with this thought, this is the arisal of loving kindness. And then compassion, considering the suffering of others, it is the spontaneous wish that all sentient beings may be freed from the suffering and the cause of their suffering. So it is the wish that manifests in the form, say, why it is not possible? Why shouldn't it be possible that all sentient beings actually would be free, totally free of suffering and the cause of suffering? Being merged with this idea and being that comes spontaneously from the depths of our heart, and this is the arisal of compassion. And through giving gradually rise to this spontaneous loving kindness and the spontaneous compassion, increasing that more and more, this is the progressive meditation of loving kindness and compassion. One should then reverse one's attachment towards peaceful abiding, which is here also characterized as an extreme state that doesn't lead anywhere. No.
Oh, yeah.
While the sentient beings are experiencing some suffering, what good would enjoyment just for myself alone be? For that reason, the experience of loving kindness and compassion, why should reverse one's attachment to one's own comment
and peaceful abiding? That's Sanjay to the time he be Nimbo, Yibare. Sanjay to the same Jibichi today. Yeah, the case is over it. Marbe. Turn down Sanjay, same day Gomrin Tang. Inverse. Gonzo Sancho, same G. Gomem G. Tammy heap a mumba letter day. Sanjay to put Tammy heap a mumba letter. Tammy heap a mumba letter day. Sentient don de Sanjay Dobrasa Sanjay to combat dog, go back to Sentient don de Mado Sentient don de Magona Sanjay to combat dog, go mother. Tammy died on by dog and the Lela Wills. Took it up to me. Go the Yelay and Jimatanguma. Yeah.
So, coming to the fourth obstacle, which is not knowing the skillful means that actually enable us to achieve enlightenment, and the remedy of this, putting it into verse, in which he says, through the progressive meditation, of enlightening mind that focuses towards reality, or that focuses towards genuine reality, and through the progressive meditation of enlightening mind that focuses towards delusive appearances, third line, to liberate oneself, to liberate oh, let's say, put it in a passive way, to be liberated from the dullness of not knowing the skillful means. One should accomplish enlightenment for the sake of sentient beings. So, let me comment on the last line, saying, which is then the remedy of the obscuration or mental dullness, the ignorance of not knowing the skillful means to achieve enlightenment, saying, one should accomplish enlightenment for sentient beings, and actually, if it wasn't for the sake of sentient beings, there was no reason to achieve enlightenment. If we were just looking for a release for ourselves, that could be done easier. There is the path that Buddha has shown to the individual liberation, the private liberation of an arahat by realizing the absence of a personal ego or self. So that can be done in a much faster way, and one doesn't have to go through so many hardships. And as compared to the way of to enlightenment, one doesn't have to behave like a bodhisattva that has to drain himself in generosity along the path to enlightenment, being finally even being able to give one the limbs of one's body for the sake of other beings. So all these hardships one doesn't have to undergo when one is just interested to have a release of one's own private suffering. One could as well go the path to an arahatship. So for that reason then, here to get rid of the obscuration that cover the the knowledge of skillful means to enlightenment, one should set out to achieve enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings.
Dan Dordana Simjiji Ton Dopala Tayepi Simjiji Ton Dopala Sanjiji Koma Dokuki Junsi the Karasana Tango Sanji Karasana Sanji Te Travasona Dordana Shiram tharsenpa tang nyingjian tharsenpa kibala sanji sikre. Da nyingjian tharsena yendon dhubare nyingji chenpo yobbe kapsu. Yobbe sena. Shiram chenpo yobbe kapsu yendon dhubare tab na chobba hikre. Thi sena da yendon dhubare sanji chikumba dhubare.
So if one thinks again of the reasons why one has to have enlightenment for really benefiting others, then enlightenment or the state of Buddhahood, what is a Buddha? The Buddha is that the state of perfection perfection of compassion and the perfection of wisdom. And since it is the state of which is perfection of compassion, then it is the motivation that to help others, that which actually urges oneself to perform benefit of others. And since it is the perfection of wisdom, there is also the knowledge of skillful means. That is the skillful means or the knowledge of how to help a particular sentient being in his particular case. And if one considers all this, then it is very clear that if one really wants to help others, there is no other way than to achieve that state of perfected enlightenment of a Buddha.
Then Yendo Dropa La Ningi the Hiram Nika Gubijun Sinkaras and a Pena Mokahi Topje Tani Meba Dinra King Ravo La Soma Tendravo Hatan to go to Paino Dela Ropa Zona Then Ningi Timbu Hatan Lamsan Topje Mangote and Togo Na Higre De Cola Topje Tam Cabo Hina Then Console Pingre Pete Yendo Then Ningi Ningi the Hiram Nika Gugudo, Ningi Hiram Nika Mina, Sinjila, Sinjitung, Hirayabuzo Togumare. Ningi top the young Nebayanzo Sigre. Marbe.
Compassion and intelligence or wisdom always have to be being together, have to accompany each other, or have to be unified. Why? We already can understand this at an ordinary level. Let's take an example of someone who is, for some reason, didn't get food for quite a long time. He was starving and suffering from having no food for maybe 2 weeks or more. So we meet this person and we see him suffering from hunger, and we are moved by compassion. And if we just have a mere compassion, and our compassion is so strong, we want to give this person food to squinch his hunger, then we might give him like a lot of food in... How is it? Anyway, squinch his hunger. And then, we do this, so we give him a lot of good food just in one time, then this person who hasn't eaten for many weeks, by eating all this in one time, might actually die. So we can see, taking this very simple example, that compassion, mere compassion without the intelligence that knows the skillful means, is not able to benefit others, and it might even be harmful to others.
Tene Tanta Tuntan Sanjuk same the government, the Kunzup Sanjuk same the government, ye let take Pachimbu, Gomram Kangan Dugare, Tuntan Sanjuk same the government, the Nesor Nelo Momala, Moma Gomram Re, Kunzup Sanjuk same the government, the Nansor Tantimbu Gomram Re. Pena Malam Rawa Yenaya, Malam Moshina, Nesorla, Tantimba Gomjigda, Nansor Tantimba Gomjini Gogondo, Teta Chipare.
So to have loving kindness and compassion on one side and wisdom on the other side accompany each other, we have to cultivate or increase both of them. And so there is a progressive meditation to cultivate compassion and the progressive meditation to cultivate wisdom. Those two progressive stages of meditation are also called progressive meditation, that is in accordance with how phenomena really are, what is the natural basic state of reality, and progressive meditation that is in accordance with phenomena, how they appear, how things appear. And we can study the need for those two in an example of dream experience. In the dream, we have two ways of how to investigate the dream or to relate to that dream experience. One is to relate to the very fact that everything is just merely dream, and how the appearances how the situation really is, and the second is to relate to whatever appears in that dream, like means the way of manifestation. So we need two different ways of how to cultivate our understanding. One is dealing with appearance, this is the loving kindness and compassion, and one deals with the basic underlying reality, that is the increase of wisdom.
Through the progressive meditation of an enlightened mind that focuses towards genuine reality, and through the progressive meditation of an enlightening mind that focuses
towards Gomdorti, same realm of the same rang and analysis.
So now it should be good to meditate for a while. The way how to meditate here, which is just to just leave one's mind, one's awareness rest in itself. Leave the awareness just rest in its own flow.
Sem nam machu lokparisho dene ne lok gomsori.
To settle one's mind uncontrived and relaxedly, this is the way how to meditate according to the natural state of being.